This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Why do my leaves lay over? How come they're yellow? What are those holes in the leaves? My plant just doesn't look healthy. What's wrong? Ugh. I think the toughest part of gardening is trying to figure out why a plant isn't thriving. Is it an insect? Is it a disease? Are my plants getting the nutrients they need? Enough water? Too much water? Maybe this particular plant doesn't like afternoon sun. Or one day you're looking down on something that makes you go, ew, what's that? I know enough to know that I will be forever learning, especially when it comes to diagnostics. There are a number of good books, and the University of Minnesota Extension has some diagnostics tools. I'll have links from my website, gardenbite.com, to help you navigate the sometimes complicated world of finding out the answer to, ew, what's that? Sometimes it's easy, like seeing the foamy stuff surrounding spittle bugs. I squished a bunch in my butterfly garden earlier this season, and aphids. Because they're on nearly everything, you can just give them a good blast of water to kill them. I just ran my fingers along the stems of my Monarda. Sounds gross, but it is effective. Lady beetles love to eat aphids. Not Asian beetles, lady beetles. The rose sawfly already went after my Easy Elegance cashmere rose. It's the little larvae that eat the leaves. I have more on this on GardenBite.com. Many times diagnosing a problem is not so easy. Years ago, I had something eating away the leaves on my grapes. After a closer look, I could see little black worms. After looking through books and going online, I finally found a picture of exactly who the culprit was, flea beetle larvae. Before using any chemical, know what you're dealing with. Floating row covers can help deter lots of insects. They're typically plastic covers you place over your plants using hoop stakes to keep them above the growth of your plants. I have pictures and more on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.